As President-elect Biden prepares to inherit a health care disaster and a deteriorating economy, he's announcing a nearly $2 trillion emergency relief plan.
A two-step plan to build a bridge to the other side of the crisis we face to a better, stronger, more secure America. Tonight, I'll lay out my first step, the American Rescue Plan, that will tackle the pandemic and get direct financial assistance and relief to Americans who need it the most. Next month, in my first appearance before a joint session of Congress, I will lay out my Build Back Better recovery plan.
The plan is expected to take aim at the two crises with direct aid to American families, businesses, and communities. They include $1,400 checks to most Americans. There will be a major focus on coronavirus testing and vaccine production. A little earlier, we got on Skype with Politico healthcare reporter Alice Olstein to talk about the plan.
So I think this is a distillation of so many of the themes that President-elect Biden campaigned on and has been hammering throughout the transition, that we shouldn't be leaving everything up to states, from testing to vaccinations to deciding when to reopen schools. We should have a much stronger federal role. And that's what he laid out tonight, both a stronger federal role in terms of guidance to states, communication to states, but also tens of billions of dollars in resources to speed up vaccinations. They're currently lagging far behind projections, and to test more. And he sees that as the key to be able to reopen schools and get people back to work.
So when you're talking $2 trillion, if I'm not mistaken, that's double what the Congress recently passed.
More than double, yes. So there will definitely be some disagreements with this level of spending going forward, especially from the Republicans.
But as we saw, not too many minutes after the announcement, you already had the Chamber of Commerce coming out with high praise. It seems a lot in the people in the business community are saying, if we don't get people vaccinated and get people back to work and able to interact with each other in close quarters, we're never going to really get the economy going again.
Absolutely. It's very rare to see both Bernie Sanders and the Chamber of Congress praise the same plan, but that's what we saw tonight. And I think that both the business community as well as states across the political spectrum saw, you know, earlier last year over the summer, that when you rush to reopen businesses without fully dealing with the public health crisis and squashing the virus, it's just going to come back and it's just going to prolong the problem. And so what they're proposing is to thoroughly deal with the public health issue through vaccinations until we reach herd immunity, and through ongoing testing, more funding for schools to be able to implement social distancing, everything from more school buses so kids can be spaced apart to things in the physical buildings to more staff. And that's how we're going to move into an economic recovery going forward.
Politico healthcare reporter Alice Olstein joining us a little earlier tonight with an outline of Joe Biden's new COVID fighting plan. You can read even more details at WTOP.com.